This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Head chef on the way. Tends Meat and Potatoes has America's favorite dips right after the game known as Big Dummy. 206-421-ROCK. Hello, Eric. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. Eric, sober, not sober.
I am driving home from work.
Welcome to the show, sir. All right, Eric, you got to pick one dessert to eat for the rest of your life in honor of National Dessert Day. Will it be cake, pie, ice cream, or cookies?
I got to go ice cream.
Ice cream it is.
What's the first flavor of ice cream you're getting?
I mean, I like vanilla and just pile a bunch of the toppings on it.
I'm right there with you, man. That's my plan.
I do like a cookies and cream. They do make a tonight, though, which is a really good ice cream, Ben and Jerry's.
You can't hear your mind wandering now.
Can't go wrong with Ben and Jerry's.
Eric heard me on the glow stick talk.
I need lights.
One person did text in like, hey, man, I use them for camping. But only one person. I'm just pointing that out.
Oh, the ones I was talking
about? You're doing that, too, more than
likely. Yeah, the glow sticks.
I mean, I am dead serious. Like, I have been at Meltdown with Eric and a group of, like, more than a thousand people. And my buddies, they just held them up. I was like, there they are. Mm-hmm. That was years ago when you could have more glow sticks.
Yeah. Well, they cut back on the number of glow sticks?
Yes, yeah, people break them open. I guess it's toxic.
They get littered everywhere.
I guess something that glows for 24 hours is toxic.
And it's
that's
a
like
problem.
Saying, I bet this Mountain Dew is really good for my stomach.
Well, you also, and Eric's right, you got to take them home. Some people just kind of toss them around, like, oh, we'll just leave them here.
The glow stick band of 2020.
I love them, though.
All right, Eric, here's your question. What band released the song Unbelievable?
Oh!
What? Unbelievable?
Unbelievable.
You're unbelievable.
Oh!
Unbelievable. In Living Color?
So close.
EMF?
EMF. And it's just Living Color. In Living Color is a TV show.
That was a TV show, yeah.
Everybody does it, man.
But Living Color, I think, might have come first. The band.
Yes. I think Living Color did come first. Mm-hmm. All right, here's your question. Multiple choice. Finland, Sweden, or Norway? Which country is known by its inhabitants as Suomi?
What's that word again?
Suomi. S-U-O-M-I. And yes, I went to Google Translate to figure out how the hell to say it.
I mean, I got to guess Sweden.
You'd be swung.
Finland?
You're swung. It is, in fact, Finland.
The Finns.
The Finnish?
The Finnish, yeah. They're Suomi.
Great hogs.
Suomi.
All right, your question. What 2019 movie is the highest grossing R-rated film of all time?
R-rated.
R-rated, yes.
2019.
Mm-hmm. I have not seen this movie yet. Mike, I believe you did. And it's the highest rated highest grossing R-rated film of all time. Came out in 2019. And you said, look, it's a good movie, but you need to be in the mood to watch it.
I mean, I want to guess Avengers Endgame, but I don't think that's an R-rated movie. 2019. I don't know. Endgame by Avengers, I don't know.
I believe that was Joker.
Yep, Joker.
Oh, the Joker with Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes, Joaquin Phoenix.
That was a decent movie, I guess.
Still haven't seen it.
I didn't know it made that much money.
It really is worth a watch. I think it's on HBO.
It is. I keep seeing it float around, but your words keep echoing. I'm like, am I in the mood for this right now? All right, here is your question. What member of Slayer appears on the Beastie Boys song Fight for Your Right to Party?
Slayer. I don't even know if I know a member of Slayer.
That makes this real difficult.
Pete.
Slaying Pete.
Slayer Pete. Yeah, it was not Slayer Pete.
It was Raining Blood.
It was Kerry King. Kerry King.
That's a tough one if you're not a Slayer person.
Yeah, once you said that, I'm like, this is real hard.
Yeah.
But thank you for making a guess anyway.
Yeah.
Slayer Pete.
I thought there was a guy named Pete in Slayer, but...
All right, your question... What was the name of Paul Bunyan's pet?
Oh.
The blue ox. He had a name.
He did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Come on.
They got John Boucher named it.
I want to say Babe, but...
Yeah. That's it.
Babe the blue ox.
Babe. Our friend John Boucher.
You got to calm down.
Babe. How you doing, Babe?
Babe is Big Tommy, 206-421 Ron.
Him and Ronnie would be the other person.
Bad.
We gotta go out.
That's a trick question because I'm pretty sure we had that on the best of that we had last week.
For real?
Yeah. Because I got it wrong when I was listening through it.
Oh, that's why you knew it this time.
Yep. Okay.
Also,
yeah.
Also,
how you learn.
Wisconsin and Minnesota play for it every year in college football. Or for the axe.
Paul Bunyan's axe, right?
The giant axe, Mike, and whenever team wins it, you get to run around the field and hold it up.
Mike actually probably earned the Paul Bunyan Award in Boy Scouts. So
I did.
He already knows.
What is the Paul Bunyan Award in Boy Scouts?
You need to chop down a tree with an axe, and then you need to cord and split said wood.
All right.
Yes.
And did you get the merit
tree
badge?
Tree needs to be over 25 feet high. Yeah. It's not a merit badge. It's a separate award you get.
It's more just time consuming.
Yeah.
Why is that a separate award? I mean, why are you doing it if it doesn't count towards your...
Do you really want to know the answer?
Yes.
It's so that your dad doesn't have to chop firewood when you get home because you're 13 years old and you've learned how to do it.
Yeah.
And when the adults don't have to do it when the kids are there.
Yeah. And when you do that, you get like a cord of firewood for your very own home. So it's like a ploy to get your kid to go cut down a tree and get firewood for the winter.
See, that's what I like about parenthood. Talk to my son tonight. You should join the Boy Scouts.
Yeah. That's right.
Hello, Tristan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Tristan, are you sober or not sober?
Sober,
Tristan. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Big Dummy. All right, men's room poll. In honor of National Dessert Day, you're going to pick one dessert to eat for the rest of your life. Cake, pie, ice cream, or cookies?
Ice cream all the way.
Yay.
Ice cream.
All right there, Tristan, because people are now mad at me because I didn't ask the last guy a goddamn riddle. We'll start with a riddle. Here is your riddle. What has 13 hearts but no other organs?
A deck of cards.
Oh, look at the big brain on Tristan. Wait, all right.
13
hearts. Hearts, right? Two through the ace. The suit of hearts.
Oh, yeah.
So a deck of cards has 13 hearts and no organs. Right. See? Tristan put it together. Okay. All right, Tristan, here is your first official question. How many gallons are in a barrel of oil?
55.
I was going to give you a hint. It says it's also the answer to life, the universe, and everything.
One.
42. See?
Oh.
You had to read the book, that Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Come on.
If you understand what that is, you know what the number is instantly. And so.
I couldn't get like a Jackie Robinson hint.
I
was saying,
yeah, I know.
It's too easy.
Not sure.
It's too easy. All right, Tristan, your question. Who was the final act at Woodstock, the original Woodstock?
Jimi Hendrix.
There you go.
Nice job.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421 Rock.
Hello, Flora. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Flora, are you sober or not sober this time?
Not sober.
I had a feeling.
Yeah.
All right, Flora, our men's room poll. You're going to pick one dessert to eat for the rest of your life. Will it be cake, pie, ice cream? What? Wine?
Pie.
Okay. I bet she said wine. Like, it's just a poll.
No, pie for sure.
What kind of pie do you like?
I like all of them, but mostly I like apple and pumpkin and rhubarb.
All right.
Yeah. Solid.
All right, Floor. We're going to start you off with a riddle. Your riddle is this. What is always in front of you, but you cannot see it?
Your nose?
I can see my nose, Floor.
The future?
The future. Oh, yeah, look at Ted chiming in hot. Your nose. I'm like, oh. Depends on
you. I can see it.
I mean, I can see it. It's not distracting.
I can see the side of it.
Yeah. How small is your nose, Flora?
I'd say it's medium.
Medium. Okay. That defines it. Now we know.
Well, you said how small is it? She said medium, so I'm guessing it's big.
It's not big.
She got a big old honker. No. The more she denies it, the less I believe her.
I know.
All right there, Flora. Here is your question. What is a palindrome? Ooh. A palindrome.
Palindrome. Some kind of drum? I don't know.
Not a bad
guess.
It's
a word that you can flip around and it's the same thing. Like Bob. Like, B-O-B. If you turned it around, it'd be B-O-B.
Bob, boob.
Race car,
kayak, radar, level, madam.
I always say NASCAR and people are like, do you mean race car?
Why, yes, I do. If that makes me right.
Taco cat.
Taco cat. Yeah, that.
Taco cat.
What about like mom, dad?
Yeah. Same thing. I.
Wow.
Wow. That's right. We're scanning our brains.
Mm-hmm. Poop.
Poop. Pop. Pip. Pap as in smear. Is that two separate words or one word? Is it a pap smear? In which case I got pap, or is it a pap smear?
I don't know. I'll look up that one. Boob.
Boob. Yeah, we got boob. It is two words. All right, pap. Does anyone ever use the word pap without the word smear? Like, when else does pap come up? You know what I mean? I'm just trying to think. If smear doesn't follow.
Feels like that'd be something in the South you'd call like a granddad or something. Yeah, not pappy, just paps here.
Would you eat a bagel with a pap smear?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
What flavor do you think that would be?
Onion.
Try our new pap smear.
Garlic.
Different kind of fish.
Yeah, just something. All right there, Flora, here is your question. Gene Hackman, Kevin Spacey, and Jesse Eisenberg have all played the role of what villain?
I know this. The guy from Superman.
Yes, that guy.
He has a Fortress of Solitude.
Yes, he does.
He's bald.
And he's bisexual. Superman, not this guy. That's fresh off the press.
I can't remember his name.
I don't even want to tell you, though. I'm not even going to tell you. Yeah, Lex Luthor.
This might not shock you guys. I looked up pap here.
Okay.
And it is not actually a word. It is short for the creator of the pap smear, which was Georgios Papanikolaou, or how do you say it? Papanikolaou.
You hear that, ladies? That's the guy you hate.
So that's why they called it the pap smear.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. I'd be like, can you call it something else, man?
It has to be named after me.
You don't need to do that, man.
Said Billy Tampon.
A little known historical figure, that Billy Tampon.
No, I mean it. No. I really don't want that.
All right, here's your question. What is the primary liquor by volume in a Sex on the Beach cocktail?
Is it rum?
It is vodka.
Vodka. Mm.
Billy Tampon.
Just thought it was a good idea.
God damn it, man. Don't name it after me. Come on, my family man. Name. His family's last name is now just Jackson. I'm part of the Tampon fortune.
I don't want to follow Maxie.
Okay. Named after my sister Maxine.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, your question. What planet is tilted on its axis more than any other?
Is it Jupiter?
If I ask you a question Uranus? About a planet, of course it's Uranus.
Oh.
Is this actually like sideways, isn't it?
It is. So its days, basically, the sun will go north to south.
Sideways.
Yeah, sideways. You know where you can find that.
Reverse smile. Vertical smile. Sideways.
She went down the slide board, got stuck halfway down. Yeah. All right. Here's your question. In the health world, what does BMI stand for?
Body mass index.
There you go. Well done, Florida.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. Nick, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
All right, welcome to the show, Nick and Big Dummy. All right, Nick, men's room poll. You got to pick one dessert to eat for the rest of your life. Will it be cake, pie, ice cream, or cookies?
I'll go with cookies.
Cookies! You're the first cookie today.
Yeah.
What's your favorite cookie, Nick?
Probably peanut butter chocolate chip.
Peanut butter chocolate chip.
All right.
Hey, I got a question for you guys.
All right.
True or false? It took me more than 30 tries to get in.
True.
True.
False. 27.
Oh. See what you did there, Nick.
All right, Nick. Yeah. Here is your riddle so the people don't get pissed off. What cannot talk but will reply when spoken to? It cannot talk but will reply when spoken to. What do you guys intend?
Email?
Not a good girlfriend.
What was your guess?
A good girlfriend.
No. An echo.
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 Could be an email.
Could be an email.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right, Nick, here's your question. It is multiple choice. What cut of beef comes from between the neck and the shoulder blade? Is it chuck, flank, brisket, or sirloin?
Chuck.
Chuck.
One and a 27 tries to get on, and then one and done.
I am always amazed when I see that chart of like the pig or the cow. Or
you
whatever.
Stare at it every time.
Yeah, like,
I do, man.
I'll be damned.
And I never remember.
I don't either. Like, but I was like, all right, okay, I got it now.
I feel like, you know, like your grandparents, they start getting older in age, man, to start forgetting things. You tell them something and it's new to them. That's the way I am with the beef chart. Like, I'll be a son of a bitch, man. I don't know that.
That makes sense.
My wife's like, dude, you said that 2 weeks ago when we were here.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Tommy. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo, bitches!
Boo! Boo.
Tommy, sober, not sober?
Sober if you don't count weed.
All right. Fair enough, Tommy. Stoner Jim would disagree. All right, you're going to pick one dessert to eat for the rest of your life. Cake, pie, ice cream, or cookies?
Ice cream.
All right, you got it.
But I hope you never get pulled over. So the cops, sir, you sober? Wait,
ice
you
count weed?
Ice cream!
Oh, just
you count weed, man.
Tommy suggested it. Now he counts as sober.
Hey, no,
California
cream,
sober.
You scream. That's how it works.
Yes. What's your favorite ice cream?
I would say mint chocolate chip right off the head.
All right.
Hey, guys, you'll remember this forever, even though it's unimportant. We asked earlier, what's a palindrome? And it's a word that can be spelled forward or backwards, same word. Someone chimed in with, you know, booby trap spelled backwards is party boob.
Yeah.
Party boob.
Party boobs.
Well, everybody's seen that pair. That's party boob.
Oh, the party boobs.
All right. Party boob.
I thought I was going to say that all the time now. I just started calling it the random strain. What's up, party boobs? All right, here's your question. How many teaspoons are in a tablespoon?
Oh, God, my dad's listening. Let's see. How many tablespoons are... All right, how many teaspoons are in a tablespoon?
Correct, correct.
You're not God, but my father, or my boss.
No, I was like, Tommy, that was a strange reaction.
Okay. Once again, as you recall, here what? Are the seven words you can't say on the radio.
What the hell was that? Sucker, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
You kiss your father with that mouth.
This is not.
Yeah, damn.
I don't think we've ever gotten one of those.
Jesus. More Big Dummy coming up. 206-421 Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW. Yay! You're in the men's room.
Game is Big Dummy 206-421 Rock Steve, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
You're not going to be happy you asked. Hello, Eastwood. Oh, welcome to the men's room.
Big hola. Peace, love, and happiness.
Hola. Eastwood, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober right now.
Okay. What?
Yeah, and Miles, I wanted to ask you, man, how do you keep a turkey in suspense? Yeah, I'll tell you on Thanksgiving.
Oh, damn. Eastwood got him.
Man, I'm back on the back.
I left him in suspense. All right, Eastwood. Pick one dessert to eat for the rest of your life. Cake, pie, ice cream, or cookies?
Yeah, I got that from Spud Goodman and Cordy and Joe at JP Patchy's at. So I'm going for, I love me my ice cream, my banana split, so I'm going to go with pie.
That's interesting way.
This one, I had a pie-eating competition over there at Pepsi, and I was eating them berry pies, and I'd be damned if it didn't plug up my nose and my throat, and I had to cough it out so I could breathe, but I finished second.
Okay. Keith, would you strike me as a guy that sits down any time of year and enjoys a piece of pie?
Oh, you bad apple pie. Mrs. Smith deep dish apple pie. You can't find them anymore in the grocery store, but them frozen pies are the best.
No reason to bring my mother into it.
I'll get myself a 2016 Charger tomorrow with 80,000 miles. I'll be tearing them roads up, so.
Oh, I feel comfortable. The world feels safer. All right, Eastwood, here is your question. What legendary singer died on the same night as the series finale of Seinfeld?
What legendary should we be?
Ted, of all the people on this, well, not everyone on Earth, but of all the people I know, you Al should Jolson. Know. Who'd you guess? Al Jolson.
Al Jolson.
Did you say male or female?
Male. Legendary singer died the same night at the series finale.
Oh, Sinatra?
Sinatra. Hmm.
So the funny thing is, I've said this before, as much as I love Seinfeld, I missed that game. I was at the Orioles game, and Mike Mussina caught a line drive off his face when he was pitching.
That was the other thing that was going to come up. And the same night, the Mike Mussina caught a line drive off his face.
So I got me a colonoscopy a week ago Thursday, and I had no ride home, so they had to ram me with no anesthetic. So I got to watch the whole procedure on camera. Four polyps, non-cancerous. I'm doing good.
No, that's good. That's really good, man. Yeah. And good for you for going in.
Yeah. I was worried. I called you, Miles, and told you to get yours done. You had the most serious type with that rupture up inside. They got three types. One, they put a rubber band around. Another one, they cut, and stitch, and then they had big surgery like you had. Boy, that's bad stuff. But
well, there's a difference, Eastwood, between having hemorrhoids and getting a colonoscopy to make sure you don't have colon cancer. They're not necessarily intertwined.
I got a hemorrhoid cut out back in 1980 or something.
You know, it's weird, though, man.
I was writing Carol 55-gallon drums there at Inner Bay, and I just kind of popped out.
It's crazy, man. I walked into work this morning. The first words he says to me, he goes, man, more than anything, I hope I can hear Eastwood talk about my rectum today. And your dream came true.
The guy that drove me to the hospital is just greater than hell, man. The guy, we got into talking about how Jesus Christ was black, and I told him, the first birth mother was black, and then he goes, I'm Irish. And I go, you are? And then he goes, you got tested in one of the Irish. He says, look at me, you know what country I'm from? And I looked at him and go, Somalia. He goes, yeah. He says, the first thing I did is I changed my name to Al Lincoln Kennedy. And then he went and said he bought a green hat and a green coat, and he was telling me that pirates, the Somalian pirates they talk about, that's their Somalian Navy. He said them guys are their Navy out there, and they're just, you know, getting their retribution for ships going into their waters. So I couldn't argue with him. And great guy. $8 ride, I gave him 20.
That, like, I would not want to be a fly on the wall in that.
No.
Ride.
It was
like, no. Open the window.
In Eastwood's defense on this one, I have had an Uber driver tell me, like, the black dude that was like, oh, I'm Irish, and went through the whole thing about there was a tribe or something that went to Ireland, or they left Ireland and went to Africa.
I have no idea.
He was super serious about it. He was pumped that I was
exactly.
Like,
exactly. Dead guy.
Yeah.
Ted knows.
He just saw the red in my beard. It was like, we're brothers.
I'm so happy. Eastwood, I'm so happy that you and Ted are connecting and bonding right now.
Oh, I love you all. Especially, you know, he's a thrill hill, man. You know, like I say, God's gift to Earth, man. You can't beat him, man. Yeah. Great man.
Well, I appreciate that, man. Of course, I've been a different source, but I do appreciate that deeply. Thank you. All right, Eastwood, question number two. What is the only sign of the zodiac not represented by a living thing?
Not by, Gemini?
I mean, Aquarius, I guess, means water, right?
Libra. So scales. All right, Eastwood, question number three for you. What does the prefix pseudo mean?
The prefix what?
Pseudo.
P-S-E-U-D-O. Pseudo.
So if you had like a pseudonym?
It's something like it's fake or something.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah, that's exactly what
I was
going
to say, alias, but whatever.
Yeah, fake.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Jacob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. How you guys doing?
Hola.
Hola.
Jacob, are you sober or not sober?
I'm still driving, so I'm sober.
All right. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. In honor of National Dessert Day, you got to pick one dessert to eat for the rest of your life. Cake, pie, ice cream, or cookies?
Brownies are cakes, right?
Yeah, I guess they're more of a cake.
Yeah.
Based on the process
of making. I make edibles, so I need to keep my brownies.
Okay.
Okay. You know, you can always put them in cookies.
But I get more variety with brownies.
No, wait, hold on for a minute. Couldn't you honestly do it with an ice cream? If you had an ice cream maker, like an ice cream machine.
Oh, yeah. Anything that has fat in it, I can make an edible. I make edible hot sauces, wing sauces. Condiments.
What's what seems to cut through the best? It used to be caramel. What is it now?
I typically like to use just plain chocolate.
Okay. All right.
And just it seems to be a classic favorite, and it can mask the flavor.
I'd try it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it didn't.
Right.
Here's your question. I'm sorry. Here's your riddle. Before we get to your first question, your riddle is this. What is harder to catch the faster you run?
Your shadow?
Your demons.
Hold on, Mike.
Your breath.
Your breath, yes, Mike. Mike is like the riddle master, man. I've been crushing it.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Quick side note, Mike, maybe you know the answer to this. So the Riddler, as in the Batman villain, right?
Yes, Mr. Edward Nygma.
Did he actually want you to answer the riddle, or did he take pleasure out of people not knowing? In other words, would you piss him off if he's like, ha-ha, blah, 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 and you're like, oh, it's an egg. Mm-hmm. Like, is that good or bad?
He did enjoy the challenge of the riddle.
So you'd piss him off?
Yes.
He would just straight up shoot Mike.
But he had really good riddles, other than the Adam West Batman Riddler. His were just off the wall.
Yeah, but he was classic. He's the best. All right, here is your question. What is the study of human behavior and the mind called?
Psychoanalyzation? I don't know.
Psychology?
Psychology, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you made it a lot more difficult for yourself than
this. Psychoanalytical.
Psychoanalytical.
Yeah, that sounds about right for me.
All right, here is your question. If you are a comic book nerd or a Marvel fan, you'll appreciate this. Multiple choice. John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd, or Bill Murray. Which SNL alum was the voice of the Human Torch in a Fantastic Four radio drama that aired back in 1975?
I don't know, so Dan Aykroyd, because he has vodka.
Bill Murray. Yeah, was Bill Murray. He used to be a looper.
Oh, okay.
How do you know that?
I think we read it on the same.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
I was very confident with that.
Yeah, I knew too.
Yeah, there was too much confidence.
I bet the morning show knew.
Everyone in town.
Right. Except this guy. All right, Jacob, here's a question.
I don't know nothing.
What South American country is home to cowboys known as gauchos?
Brazil?
Argentina?
Argentina.
Is that just Argentina?
It's just in Argentina. Right. I don't know if it's a specific brand of cowboy.
You know why that is? Because El Gaucho, for whatever reason,
it's
always an Argentinian steakhouse.
Right. So, yeah, gauchos are specific to Argentina. I do not know why.
Pretty sure the other place we like, Asado, down in Tacoma. I think that's Argentina.
It is.
Is it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's your question. The name Madison, as in a girl's name, it didn't exist. But it got popularized in what 1984 movie starring Tom Hanks and Daryl Hannah?
84, Tom Hanks. Big? I don't know.
Splash.
Oh, right. I said mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
Question number six.
Basically, it was this. He said, what's your name? She's a mermaid, doesn't understand anything. She sees the street sign that says Madison in New York. So she says, Madison. His exact quote was, that's not a name. Well, guess what, Tom? It is now.
Okay.
I thought there was a famous book with like a little girl named Madison.
I will tell you a riddle someone just sent us off air.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Oh man, I'm stupid today.
That's all right. I'm pretty sure you're stupid every day. Relax.
Hey, that's pretty right on.
Okay. All right, your question. Run DMC were the first rap group to appear on the cover of what magazine?
Oh, God. What magazine?
It's a
Rolling Stone?
Yep. Alrighty. Rolling Stone has the Jesus.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Will. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Will, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober. I just got home.
Hi, Will. Welcome to the show. Okay, Will, pick one dessert to eat for the rest of your life. Cake, pie, ice cream, or cookies?
Oh, man. You know, I'm going to have to go with probably pie.
Pie? Pie's doing a hell of a lot better than I thought it would.
I think just because you can make so many different kinds of pies. All right, here's your question there, Will. A serial killer named Danny Rowling. He was the inspiration for the serial killer in what movie franchise?
I don't know. Let's go with Freddy or Nightmare on Elm Street.
Friday the 13th.
Scream.
Oh. That makes sense.
That was the first one on the top of my head, dude. I second guessed myself.
By the way, Ted, the book you're thinking of is Madeline.
Madeline.
All right, your question. Who is Donald Duck's girlfriend?
Oh, man.
Fat Sheila.
Thick mint.
Thick Terry.
I don't know. Danella. I don't think it's a name. Donna.
Is it Daisy?
It is, in fact, Daisy.
So he just had a girlfriend. They weren't married or nothing.
Nah, that's why he never had his pants on.
A couple times a week, you know, just catch up.
Slap that belt on my good spot.
I'm in my South belt.
Jesus. South Bill. All right, the question. What popular 90s TV show had characters who hung out at a place called the Peach Pit?
Ooh.
The Peach Pit?
Yeah. The Peach Pit.
90s TV show?
It was huge.
Not Friends.
That was a strip club, by the way.
The Peach Pit's a strip club?
No, it's not.
Should be.
Oh.
They hang out there all the time, man.
Is it Seinfeld?
No. 90210. Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh, yeah. No, that's... No, I'm too young for that.
I hear you.
Way to rub it in.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
I'm too young, old man. Was it in color, black and white? How did that work?
They had beaches? Seinfeld on Netflix now.
I know. All right, you brought up the show Friends. So what is the name of Ross's son on the TV show Friends?
Oh, man.
You shouldn't have said Friends.
I know.
It's your own damn fault.
I haven't seen that show in like 5 years.
Colton Sprouse. All right, Cole Sprouse.
Was it Ben?
Oh,
wow.
Well done.
I didn't know that one.
Okay.
I was young enough for that. But
Game is big, Tommy.
I watched an episode the other day. That show sucks.
Really?
I say this all the time. Like, I watched the entire thing when it came out. Like, when it was live. Like, now I try to watch it. I'm like, God, this show sucks.
No laughs, nothing?
Maybe I'm just angry at it.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's called Friends, and that makes me angry. Hello, Jess. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello!
Jess, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
Welcome to the show, Jess. All right, let's see here. Men's room poll. Pick one dessert to eat for the rest of your life. Will it be cake, pie, ice cream, or cookies?
Pie, because you can make them really small, like in a muffin tin.
Okay. Hey, whatever your rationale is.
Why do you want a small pie? Like, make a big goddamn pie. Yeah. It's a pie.
Because I can eat more than one and feel like, oh, I ate an entire pie, but just in smaller amounts.
You know, it's like cupcakes. You eat eight of them, nobody says anything. You eat a whole cake and they're mad.
Some girls like small pies.
I'm going to have six Oreo thins.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Jess.
I know that one.
Let's start you off with a little riddle here. Your riddle is this. What is so fragile that just saying its name breaks it?
My heart.
Oh, wow. You sad, depressing.
Hey, hey, are you okay?
Why did you not pick ice cream?
We'll put you on hold and we can talk.
By the way, the answer, what is so fragile that saying its name breaks it? Mike, any guesses?
Still noodling it out.
Saying its name actually breaks
it. It is so fragile that just saying its name will break it. Silence.
Ah, there it is.
Mm-hmm. There it is. There it is.
Jen, recent breakup or just in general?
Oh, no, I'm solid.
Okay. You sound it. You sound
yeah,
solid.
Yeah, you sounded good.
You got to be good when you teach high schoolers. So, like,
What grade do you teach?
9 through 12.
Oh, my God. And what subject?
Like family consumer science, home ec.
All right. Hey, man, I really enjoyed that class.
I did, and that's why I cut school. Yep. What percentage of students would you be willing to stab if it were legal? Like, if they had a purge day, what percentage of your students would see Miss Jess show up?
I'm going to choose not to say that on air.
So, 50%. No, all right.
Will you teach me how to sew a button?
Yeah, I can.
All right, so those are the kind of things that, like, I thought were pretty valuable back in the day.
Well, they are.
Yeah. Life skills.
And you start losing buttons.
Mm-hmm. Then I made a pillow that was shaped like a football.
Did you really?
Yeah. And I sewed it myself.
Does your mom still have it?
Maybe. I really like that thing, man.
My mom still has a clay box I made in seventh grade that had a nose and a mustache both on the front and top of it.
Hmm.
And it blows my mind that she still has this. All right, here is your question. In what state would you find Area 51?
Nevada?
Very good, very good. Mm. All right, one more contestant in the game known as Big Dummy.
Hello, Cody. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going?
Hola. Cody, sober, not sober?
Sober.
Welcome to the show, sir. All right, Cody, pick one dessert to eat for the rest of your life. Cake, pie, ice cream, or cookies?
Ice cream.
All right, gotcha.
All right, let's start you off with a quick riddle here. Let's see. What do we have? All right. What five-letter word becomes shorter when you add two letters to it?
I have no clue.
Mike?
Short.
You are correct. Short. Add E-R, it is shorter.
Mm-hmm.
It's a literal thing.
Jesus.
All right. Here is your question. How many frames fit into 1 foot of movie film?
60.
I'll say in 1 foot.
You don't remember this from high school back in the days where we had to string up the film?
Yeah. 30.
16.
16 millimeter. Duh.
All right, here is your question. What popular tea is named after an 1830s United Kingdom prime minister?
Earl Grey.
There it is.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Head chef coming up. He's got America's favorite dips with Ted's meat and potatoes. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.